So today's practice will start from a seated position. So get yourself on your mat, crossing the legs. And you start to get some long, slow respirations in and out through the nasal passages. Be sure to guide that breath all the way down into the low belly on the inhalation. And on the exhale, draw the navel into the spine and push out all the air out through the nasal passages. Just giving yourself some long, slow respirations. Just drawing the breath in, down into the low belly when you're ready. Navel point out. And exhale, navel to the spine. Just give yourself a few respirations, a few more rounds. On the next inhalation, draw the hands into heart center. Palms together, trying to get the spine nice and tall. And inhale the arms up at an angle, eyes up towards the fingertips. So the arms are like at a 60 or 70 degree angle. Arms in parallel form. We're going to twist out to the right side. Take a deep inhalation. And on the exhale, take the left hand to the outside of the right thigh, right hand behind the back. Come into your twist. And you breathe easy, comfortably. Inhale back up out of it. Arms up at an angle, eyes up to the fingertips. And on the exhale, take it the other direction. Right hand to the outside of the left thigh, left hand behind the back. And while you're in that twisted position, the shoulders are level, the crown is to the sky, and the breath keeps on moving at its own comfortable pace. And inhale up out of it, eyes up to the fingertips. Good, then relax the hands by the sides, and let's extend those legs all the way out across the earth. Just press the bottom of the legs down into the mat. Heel out, toes back. Good. Relax the feet. And then just hinge forward through the hips and extend those arms forward parallel to the earth. And then just let them soften down towards the knees or shins or toes, whatever you reach. It's our first forward fold of the day. You just gradually go into it. And you can get the heels out, toes back again. You press the backs of the legs into the earth. You're breathing according to your liking. You're just hinging forward. Again, it's early on. You're not putting any stress on the hamstrings. Just what seems a comfortable, gentle engagement. And on the next inhale, we'll come way up to the sky. Bring the arms up, come up one vertebra at a time, and get the body straight up into an L shape. So the tailbone to the crown to the fingertips is straight to the stars. And then draw those hands by the sides. So hands on either sides of the hips, coming into Dandasana, or staff pose. Pressing the backs of the legs into the earth. We're going to get two side bends in here. keeping the sits bones into the mat. Inhale, bring the left arm on up and exhale over to the side. Good. And you keep those legs and sits bones into the earth. Inhale all the way up tall and down. On the next inhalation, bring the right arm all the way on up. And over you go. Good, and upright and down. So the legs are still out in front. Get the palms back behind you, fingers away, and just push with the palms and open up the heart to the sky. Inhale up. And exhale out of it. Float the arms forward in front, palms down, fingers extended. Hinge forward to the hips and come into that second forward fold of the day. Just kind of hinge forward, breathe comfortably. So those hands land what's at a reasonable spot for you, maybe a little bit deeper than your initial time. Just give it some time, let that staticity and tension and stiffness kind of dissipate from the hamstrings and calves, heels out, toes back. And slowly inhale all the way up into that seated L shape. Draw those hands around by the sides. Good. Then take a transition into table position. So 90 degrees around, flat back. Eyes down, crown forward. Wrapping the muscles around the rib cage. See, it's a good engagement here. And while you're on in table position, you're going to extend that left leg out at 45 degrees. You're still on the palms. So the left leg, those left toes are level with, in a line with the right knee. Good. So we're going to get into eye of the needle moving towards the left. So keep the left palm into the earth. Inhale the right arm way up into the sky. And this first one's just going to be a hook, a half hook. So vision comes up towards the right thumb. And on the exhale, hook that right forearm and keep that torso up as you just kind of hook that right forearm underneath the left side of the body. So you move out towards that left side. So the right shoulder is getting a nice rotation. And the right arm is suspended. You're not all the way down here. And then inhale, come all the way back up, retract, and bring that right arm way up into the sky, vision up to the right thumb. And on the exhale, this time we're coming all the way down through. Slide that right arm through the left side and drop that right cheek down into the earth, vision out towards the left toe or right fingertips. Everything's out that way. And then that left hand can come up and around the back to the right hip. So you just get that good upper spine twist. You're looking out towards the left toe. Good. You're breathing comfortably because that's what we do in twists. We just let the breath flow. Slowly inhale that left arm up to the sky, landing that left palm down. Withdraw that right arm to neutral and then push those off those palms and come up into upright position to the torso. The left leg is still out by the side. Good. So you're just breathing comfortably. Take a deep inhale. And on the exhale, we're going into Iron Gate. Take it out towards that left ankle. Bend over the top. So left hand drops, right arm comes over the top, out towards that left leg. Good. Inhale all the way up tall. Drop those arms to parallel form. We're going to drop into Ardha Mundal. Take a deep inhale. dropping that right hand down to the earth, bring that left arm all the way up over the top. So a nice deep side bend over to that right side. Good, this is your half circle pose. And get all the energy into that right hand, push. Come all the way back up out of it. And let's land. So we're all the way up to the sky, and then we're going to land those palms down into the earth. So palms are down, and that left leg is still out at 45 degrees. And now we're going to swing that left leg back, auto-rotate that leg back, stacking that left hip on top of the right hip, press out through the sole of that foot, bringing that left arm up to the sky, so you're now into a supported half moon. And then if it works for you, left hand, you bend that left knee, catching that left ankle with the left hand, kick that heel out away. So you open up that quad, those hip flexors. Good, then gently release up out of it, left arm to the sky, get that left leg back. And we're going to land that left palm into the earth. You keep that left leg elevated and just square off that hip. So now the left toes are facing towards the ground, but that left leg is parallel to the earth. We're going to work into balancing table. Inhale, right arm forward. So you got the right arm forward and the left leg back. And then here's that right hand coming back around, heat-seeking, trying to find that left ankle, bending that left knee. So right hand to left ankle or left shin or left foot. And you're coming into Uttanasana. Inhale up as you hold and eyes up to the sky, opening up that hip. Extend forward and back into your balancing table. Land that right palm down and step the left foot forward between the two hands. So now the left foot's forward between the two hands. And we're getting ready for a mini pyramid pose. We're going to slide that right knee back as much as it can while keeping that left knee over the ankle. So the right knee slides back without losing that left knee over the ankle. And then on your exhale, start to lengthen that left leg and fold over that left thigh. So you're straddling that front foot. If it's hard to keep the hands on the ground, you can get both hands clasped on the left thigh. And the hips that are just above the right knee, so that right thigh is perpendicular to the earth. And then slowly ease on forward. Watch that left knee stack beautifully over the left ankle. Inhale, bring the torso up into a low lunge. Bring those arms up. So now you got the palms facing one another, arms to the sky, heart is forward. Good. You're just breathing comfortably here. And on the next exhale, angle forward at 45 degrees. Keep that cervical spine neutral. And then slowly let those hands come back past the hips and flare out away. The palms are facing down and fingers are going back away from you. Shoulder blades are towards the spine, heart is open. So just the arms are like jet wings shooting back. And then slowly inhale up through the torso and peel that heart up to the sky so you get a nice back bend here. Good, and then gently, slowly exhale out of it. Land those hands down into the earth. Good. Draw that left leg back. And then let's get a rise up into your downward dog. Can you get up there? Find your way into your down dog. And we're not going to do anything fancy here. Just kind of feel it out. Try and get length through the spine, open through the shoulders, breathing comfortably. Give you a few moments. Yeah. And then let's get this whole sequence on the other side. Let's come on down into table. And we'll get that right leg out at a 45 degree angle. So the right toes are level with the left knee. Straight line across there. Palms are into the earth. Inhale, bring that left arm all the way up to the side. Remember, this is just kind of a half hook through. On the exhale, bend that left elbow and suspend that arm in the air as it comes through the right side. You roll that left shoulder towards the earth, but that torso is parallel to the earth. You're not all the way down. It's just a half hook through. And then inhale, retract that arm. Take that left arm way up into the sky, vision up towards the left thumb. And this time we're swooping all the way through. Exhale, slide that left arm through, drop that left cheek and shoulder to the mat. That right palm is still down, elbow bent, and you're sliding that left hand out towards those right toes. And then you bring that right hand around to the left hip, and you're just getting that deep upper spine twist. And you breathe, you be comfortable. Inhaling that right arm up to the sky, drawing that right palm down, get that palm into the earth, withdraw that left arm, both palms into the ground, and then push and bring yourself up into the sky, arms straight on up to the stars. And you can drop those arms out into a T-shape. We're going to get into that Iron Gate pose. Take a deep inhale. Drop it down towards that extended leg. Right arm goes out towards the right ankle or wherever it can reach, somewhere around the knee or thigh or shin, however it goes. And that left arm's over the top. So it's a nice deep side bend. And inhale back out of it, getting those arms T-shaped or 180 degrees parallel to the earth. We're going to drop down left in a moment. First, take a deep inhalation. And on your exhale, left hand comes all the way down in towards the earth and bring that right arm up over the top. So you're into Ardha Mandala or half circle pose, just draping yourself across the earth. Nice deep side bend down to the left. Good. Push on off with that left hand. Come all the way on up. And let's land both those palms into the earth. And auto-rotate that right leg back. So you got both palms down. That right hip is stacked on top of the left hip. And the right leg is straight back. You're pressing out through the sole of the foot. Good. So you're opening up that hip. And then slowly, taking that right arm up to the sky, you're into your supported half moon, and you'll bend that right knee, catch that ankle, kick that heel out away, open up that whole quad hip flexor. So you're facing out to the right side, you're breathing. Good, just a nice deep opening to that hip and glute. And then you release out of it. Release, let that right arm come up to the sky. Right leg goes straight back. And you'll land that right palm down into the earth. Good. Now, that right leg that's back, it's squared off to the earth. Heel is facing upwards and toes to the mat. And inhale, bring the left arm forward. So now you're into balancing table. Get a good extension forward and back. Nice length with it. And you bring that left hand all the way around, reaching around for that right ankle. So you bend that right knee, go left hand to right ankle, and then open up. Again, you try and lift up through the hip joint, creating that opening to the low back and sacrum, and open up through the hip. Good. You point whenever you like. You release forward and back. So you got the left arm forward, right leg back. Landing that left palm, step that right foot forward between the two hands. So we're going to do that measuring out. You'll have the right knee nicely stacked over the ankle, and that left knee slides back. So you're opening through that left hip flexor. Take a deep inhale, and on the exhale, start to lengthen that right leg and fold over that right thigh into mini pyramid pose or mini Parshvottanasana. Good. If you have, you know, something, you can use blocks to straddle that front leg, but you can also clasp the hands on the right thigh. That would work. And slowly draw yourself up out of it. So you get that right knee over the ankle and inhale the right, the both arms up into the sky. Palms are facing one another, heart is straight on forward. So you're into low lunge. Good. Hip opener, heart is open, breathing easy. Big inhale. Exhale, 45 degrees, lean forward, cervical spine is neutral, not chin to sternum, just a natural extension of the rest of the back. And then let those hands slowly come back past those hips, and those arms jettison back at a 45 degree angle, kind of pinned back like jet wings. Palms are down, fingers extended out away from you. And just open up through the heart, rotate those shoulder blades towards the spine. And on your next inhale, from the navel up through the crown, just kind of peel back up to the stars. Open up. And exhale out of it. Get those palms down to the earth and press yourself up into a downward dog. So now while you're in your downward dog, let's go ahead, let's bring the left leg way up into the sky. And you can bring that left knee to the nose, shift that weight forward, stacking elbows, shoulders, and wrists. Good, then draw those hips back up, get that left leg to the sky, bending that left knee, left ankle to the right glute. Pointing that left knee to the moon. Good. Extending that left leg up into the sky, landing that left foot down. 4 points. And let's get that right leg way up into the stars. Good, knee to the nose, shift on forward, stacking elbows, shoulders, wrists. Good, good, just kind of suspended there. And retract back out of it, withdraw that right knee, getting that right leg way up into the sky. And you'll bend that knee, draw that right heel to the left glute. Good. And then open that right knee to the sky. So you're just kind of pointing that knee up towards the moon. Good. Extending that right leg up to the sky. And you get into 4 points now into your downward dog. If you want to go down all the way into child, you may. If you want to get into plank or get into upward dog, that you can do. So you have another 30 seconds to kind of get yourself comfortable. So if you want to, in 30 seconds we'll get into child. So if you're in plank and you want to get a side plank in on either side, you can. You want to do another go through to downward dog and upward dog, you can. And if you're already just comfortable in child, that's also fine. And now we're all just in child if we're... Good. Come on up into table. And we're going to work through a standing series here. So let's get that left foot forward between the two hands. And let's get that right leg back, drawing that heel in, and rise up into triangle pose. So you just kind of rise yourself up. Both legs are lengthened, hips stacked, heart projected to the right side of the room. That right arm's up to the sky. You can also have the right hand around the back to the left hip. And you're trying not to let that right hip and shoulder roll forward. You just get that good opening. You can use that left hand on the shin or left hand on a block to keep your pose. Good. Feel that nice inner thigh stretch. You keep projecting that heart to the right side of the room. And then we're going to work into Virabhadrasana 2 or Warrior 2. So slowly slide out of your pose. And so you slide upward with the torso and get that left arm out in front, right arm back. The right toes are out towards the side wall, left toes are going straight on, and vision over the left arm, which is out in front. So spine is perpendicular to the earth, and fix that vision on one single point. Harnessing the mind, harnessing your psychic energy. Good, seeing with great clarity. That left knee is nicely stacked over the ankle. You're not letting it collapse to the right side. You're using that long adductor muscle, squeezing that femur bone, guiding that knee towards the pinky toe. And then from here, we're going to work into a high lunge. You got to watch your footwork here to keep your balance. So on the next inhale, start to bring those arms up to the sky, parallel to one another. You bring your heart around towards that front side of the mat, and that back heel needs to rotate up towards the sky. So you're on the ball, the right foot, and the front leg, the left knee stacked over the ankle. So you've made that successful rotation with the arms up to the sky, and now you're completely projected towards the front edge of your mat. And we're going to be here for a bit. We're breathing, shoulders stacked over hips. And then angle forward to the torso about 35 or 45 degrees, creating a runway to the sky from that back heel right up through the back leg and spine and out to the crown and into outer space. That nice, beautiful line from terrestrial to celestial. Get that nice line there. And we're going to take a big step here. Now, you might need to take 3 or 4 steps with that back leg. We're going to come into Ardha Hastasana. So we're going to be... with the left leg will be lengthened and the right knee up in front, hip height with the arms to the sky. So when you're ready to make that move, press off with that back foot and maybe take a few steps or one clean step, and you just slide that right knee forward and up and the torso up. So now you're essentially standing just on your left leg. Your arms are to the sky, straight up and down standing, but your right knee is high as the hip. You just get that good balance. Wrapping the muscles around the rib cage, spine is tall, chin is level. And we're going to take this back into downward facing dog. However way you can get there. If you can land those hands down and step back those legs into downward dog, fine. If you need to land the foot, roll down into a standing fold, and then come back into your downward dog, that's fine. Any way you need to make that transition back into your down dog. Good. You want to get a plank in, you're welcome to do a plank. You want to drop into dolphin plank, you can drop to dolphin plank. And we're going to get going into triangle in a little bit. If you need to be in child's pose before we do that standing series again, that's okay. But if you've got energy, you want to be in plank, side planks, upward dog, it's up to you. Okay, so when we come into it this time, either from table or from downward dog, wherever you may be, this time the right foot's forward and the left leg's back and heels are pretty much lined up. You lengthen those legs and just kind of roll up towards that left side. So you get those arms, nice big wingspan. Left hand can come around the back to the right hip. The left hand can remain up towards the sky. The right palm can press off the calf to torque and open up the heart. The hand can rest on the shin. If you're using a block, that's a-okay. But you're in triangle, you're breathing comfortably. And you just, with each and every series of respiration, you get the spine more and more parallel to the earth, lengthening out through the crown. And main thing, don't let that left hip and shoulder roll down to the left side. Draw that shoulder back. Keep torquing and open up to that heart. Now we're going to need to make that transition to Virabhadrasana too. Slowly slide that torso up. Get the arms parallel to the earth. Release to the hips, plant that right knee over the ankle, vision over the right fingertips, left arm is straight back. Heart is projected completely to the left side of the room, but the vision is straight on to the front edge of your mat. Good, and then you just focus in on your target, on your cherished goal, garnering all your psychic force, all your powers of concentration. That right knee set over the ankle. You're squeezing from the left glute down to the heel. Good. And then watch that footwork as we kind of come into a high lunge when you're ready. Bring that torso around to the front edge, arms up to the sky parallel to one another, and rotate that back heel to the sky. And then if you need to adjust your feet, you do what you need to. And you're just breathing comfortably, soaking up that high lunge. Big inhale. On the exhale, angle forward, 35, 45 degrees. Good runway to the sky from the left heel all the way up to the spine and crown. We're here for a bit. And then we're going to press as best you can. Press off that back leg, lengthen the front leg, left knee up, hip height, arms up to the sky. It's into Ardha Hastasana. Good, nice and good core engagement, good posture, good vision. And now this time when we release out of it, we're just going to come into a regular standing position. So just let that left foot come down to the earth. Good. And then you can work into some comfortable neck rolls. Kind of comfortably roll that neck around one way, then the other. Good. Then get that neck straight up to the sky. Chin is neutral. Draw the chin back towards you. Take a deep inhalation. On the exhale, right ear to right shoulder. Right arm up above to the just above the left ear and tug that right ear to the right shoulder. And that chin doesn't drop in towards the shoulder. It's a nice, perfect side bend through the cervical spine. And that left hand can either flare out at 45 degrees away from the hips, open the palm towards the ground, or looping that left hand around the back to the right hip. And you just continue to tug with that right hand stretching out through the cervical spine. And then slowly relax the left hand, release to right, crown up to the sky, hands by the sides. Let's go left, deep inhale. On the exhale, left ear, left shoulder, left arm up above the right ear, little tug down to the side, and bring that right hand around the back to the left hip, or flare that right arm out towards the earth, open palm, whichever you prefer. So you just get a nice deep stretch along the right side of that neck. Good. Then gently release out of it. And do what you need to for the next 10 seconds with the neck. Rolling, stretching it, little whatever feels very, very natural for you. Good. Now we're into a standard standing position. Lift the 10 toes and then let them come back down into the mat, spreading those toes into the earth. Good engagement through the glutes, through the quads, through the core. Chin is neutral. Float the arms parallel to the earth. And then on the next inhale, up into Talasana. Get up onto the ball of the feet, arms up to the sky. And just get a good perspective, a nice clean look across the horizon, heels up, chin is neutral, vision straight out. And then slowly release those hands down and release those heels down as well. And you're into standing position. And then straight away, hinge to those hips, hands onto the thighs, come into Uddiyan Mudra. So the toes, knees, and hips are in parallel form. The hips are hinged, the knees are bent, hands on the thighs, and pull that navel, engage that core, navel in towards the spine. Hold. Keep that core engagement. Bring both arms up at 45 degrees into Utkatasana or awkward chair pose. Tailbone is tucked, spine is lengthened, but you're in that nice diagonal position. And then we're going to go right up into Talasana again. Start to lengthen legs, bring the arms straight up, get up onto the ball of the feet. Vision straight across the earth. Start to lower those hands down until they're about parallel to the earth, then drop those heels into the earth and get back into your Uddiyan Mudra. Hinge to the hips, hands to the thighs, navel to spine, engage that core. And don't round the back, keep it lengthened and just engage all those core muscles. Good. Arms up at 45 degrees, eyes to the fingertips. Into chair pose. Hold, hold. And then natural standing position, drop the hands, lengthen the legs, shake out any way you need to. Good. Okay, let's go into a little bit of balance here. Let's get the left heel to the right toe. So get those feet in perfect alignment from front to back. Left heel, right toe. Float the arms out into a T position, parallel to the earth. Good core engagement. Eyes straight out across the earth. And then draw those hands together at heart center. And then close the eyes. Try and keep the body perfectly still and balanced. Try and balance in the mind, just getting the mind still. Open the eyes, relax those hands, undo, shake out the legs. Good, now let's sit up on the other side. Get that other foot in front and go heel to toe. Good, engage that core. Float the arms out into a T. Vision straight on. You're getting good set, chin back towards you. Draw those hands to heart center. Make sure that weight's nicely 50-50 on each foot. And when you're ready, in a state of balance, close the eyes. Long, slow breaths, and just be perfectly still in your balance. Good, gently undo. Comfortable, roll the shoulders, move around, shake out the legs, do what you need to. Let's take it into tree pose. You may start with whichever foot you'd like. And whatever foot's going to be on the ground, you lift those toes, let them spread into the earth, and step up into it on with the other leg. And that foot that's coming up, it can go on the inside of the opposite calf or inside of the thigh, or it might hook behind the calf. And just get that spine tall. And you can do what you like with the hands. You can have the hands at the heart. You can have the arms out at 45 degrees, lifting towards the sky. Chin is neutral. You can have the arms straight up, parallel. You can have the hands together, palms straight up, but palms together, fingers interlinked to the sky, index finger to the sky. So there are a variety of hand positions. See what works for you. And we're going to combine this. We're going to transition into a second pose here. So whatever leg you're standing on, you maintain that leg. And then the other leg that's been up, you're going to bring it out to the side and catch that knee with that same side hand. So you're just kind of opening up that hip. And then the free arm, the other arm, the opposite arm, will go out at 45 degrees. And you kind of think of it as from the sole of the foot that you're standing on to the crown is straight to the sky, engage. And then you open out with that one arm going up to one diagonal, and then that opposite hip is being opened with the other hand, drawing that knee the other way. So the whole body's in one plane. And then relax, come on down, shake out the limbs as needed. And let's get that tree pose on the other side. Just step up into it, you know what to do. And whatever arm positions you did on the first side, let's go ahead and emulate that same type of sequencing this way, on this side. So just keep that spine tall, good stance, breathing. And then when you're ready to transition to that hip opener, you just release that knee to the outside, catch it with the same side hand and open out. And then the opposite arm will go 45 degrees out to the upper corner on that side of the upper angle. Good. And you just watch that posture from the sole of the foot you're standing on straight up to the crown. And that one knee's going in one way, arm's going the opposite direction. And then gently undo, relax, take it on down to the mat. And we're just going to work once into warrior three and then close out with some supine poses. We'll make a transition to the ground, of course. So here we go, warrior three. Let's get the left foot forward, the right leg back. And it's about a stride and a half or so. Not just a normal step, a little bit more than that. You know, almost like a warrior type of stance. So, like a warrior two that we were doing earlier. So the left foot's forward, the right leg back. Left knee's over the ankle. Hands are to the heart. Now let's angle that torso forward at 45 degrees. Good. And then try and extend the arms out at that angle, out past the ears. And then slowly push off with the back leg, lengthen that left leg, and get that spine parallel to the earth. And you try and get your body completely parallel to the mat. So you're in a balance. If it's too much pressure on the back to have the arms out past the ears, you can bring the hands out by the sides like wings or have them back past the hips. So you're in the lateral balance. Just hold that and try and lengthen out through the spine. Let that torso be buoyant. Try not to droop through the torso. And then when you're ready, you land that back foot. Bring the torso up. And just into a comfortable place. And we'll set up on the other side. Bring the right foot forward, left leg back. It's up to you whether you want to have that left heel into the earth or if you want to have be on the ball of the foot. And this time, instead of having the hands at the heart, we'll have those arms straight up to the sky. We're angling forward, so now we're getting that, beginning to get that transition of that weight. So your torso's forward at 45 degrees. And then slowly push off with that back foot, lengthen and drop that torso parallel to the earth. And those arms are already out past those ears, and hold that if it works for you. If you feel a little bit of tension in the low back, a little bit of weakness, float those arms out parallel to the earth or at like wings out. You're in flight, you're breathing. And the dismount is all yours. Just bring that leg back down. Bring the torso up. One rest breath. And on the exhale, just bring it down into a standing forward fold. And you might be at the front edge of the mat, the middle section of your mat, wherever it is. You just go on down into your forward fold. Good. Good. You like being in the fold. Maybe you want to sway the torso. You can walk those feet to the outer edge of the mat and walk those hands in a semicircle, going from the outside of the left heel to the outside of the right ankle and back around a bit. So if you like being in that Uttanasana, that standing forward fold, and its myriad of variations, that's fine. If you're ready to walk back into your down dog, feel free to do that. So while you're in your downward dog, at this point we're all transitioning back to that point, if we haven't already, then you can be free with your variations. From downward dog, we will go into supine and close out with some little gentle series on the back. So whatever you feel like getting in before going on to the back, you want your side planks, your upward dog, you want to drop into dolphin plank, maybe you just want to hang out in table and do cat and cow and stretch out through the spine. Whatever seems good for you, how you want to spend this time of transition between downward dog and getting into a supine position. You have about a minute or so, so just get your practice going. And the next few breaths, if you are not there already, we shall be in a supine position, just lying on the back across your yoga mat. And then just bring those knees up towards you, pull the knees wide, and just rock it side to side. You want the legs, the knees together and circle over the navel. Any type of gentle movements through those knees and hips, either rocking side to side or pulling the knees wide or circling them together over the belly as one unit, or maybe mixing it up a little bit between the various phases. And then we're going to land those feet down into the earth. Soles of the feet down into the earth. Knees to the sky. Knees are stacked over the ankles. We're going to get a deep quad stretch in. And this may be accessible for you. It might be a little tricky, you see. If it's not working for you, you can just work into any other pose you'd like. We're going to take that right foot into the left hand. So the right foot comes underneath the left knee into the left hand, and then you point that right knee down away from you, straight across the earth. It's going directly out across your yoga mat, the opposite direction of your head. And don't force it there. See what the quad allows, see what that knee allows. And then you're going to bring your left shin up towards you. No twist, just bring it up towards you. And catch that left shin with the right hand. And you just get this oppositional effect. The right knee is going away from you. The left knee is going towards you. And you're using the left hand holding on to that right foot to kind of aim that right knee away from you. And you're using the right hand to draw that left shin in towards you. So you get a deep quad stretch. Don't force it, and certainly don't force that right knee. And then gently inhale, release, come on out of it, get those feet parallel to the earth, and then cement that low back to the mat, engage that core. Relax the core, and slide that left foot underneath the right knee into the right hand, point that left knee across the earth, and then drop that knee as best you can, that left side. And then you bring the right shin up and you'll catch that right shin with the left hand. So each leg stays in its own track and that left leg is straight out across the earth. The right knee is being pulled towards you and a deep quad stretch on that left side. And gently release out of it. Get the feet lined up into a diamond shape, arms parallel to the thighs, palms facing towards the sky. So you're into supine bound angle. Rotate those knees upward, stacked over the ankles, hands by the sides, palms down. We're getting into brown bridge position. Press with the soles of the feet, raise those hips up, shoulder blades towards the spine. Get a nice concave groove through that spinal system, and you squeeze the thighs, knees are stacked over the ankles. Good, and you just opening that spine, getting that inversion. And then lower those hips down. Let's bring the right ankle on the left thigh. Bring that left knee up towards you. Catch that left shin with both hands and head to the crossed over ankle. Good, deep stretch on that right glute. Whenever you're ready, inhale back out of it, uncrisscross. Let's get back up into that bound bridge. Press with the soles of the feet, raise those hips up, shoulder blade towards the spine, heart is open. Lower those hips back down when you're ready. Bring that left ankle on the right thigh towards you, hands reaching for the right shin, head to the crossed over ankle. So you're getting a good stretch on that left glute. Good, gently come on out of it. And now you have time for personal practice for a few moments. Call it a minute or two. So here you're just getting in poses that you feel a calling towards. And this is just the last few stretches, the last few movements before moving into our deep relaxation and Shavasana. So you see what is suitable for you, what feels right. And then we're moving into Shavasana little by little. So you finish up your last movement or so. Just get that body lengthened across the earth. Arms out away from the hips, palms facing towards the sky. A few breaths just to release and relax the muscles, to get the physical body very released and melting into the mat. And then you just start breathing. And breathe right into the center of the mind. Because Shavasana's a psychic endeavor more than it's a physical endeavor. And just get that breath into the most quiet space inside the mind. Four or five more long, slow respirations. Getting that full release. Rotate the palms into the earth. Draw the knees up into the sky, soles of the feet into the mat. Bring one arm up to the sky, back overhead. And whatever arm you used, rotate to that side, using that arm as a point of rotation or as a pillow. And just into a nice sideways lying position. Knees are bent. Very comfortable and suitable. And push yourself on up to seated. Crossing the legs, hands into the lap or on the knees or in a good place for you. Work on getting that spine upright. Lengthen the respirations. You're just breathing in concert with the earth, wind, and sky. No longer breathing as just a little human being, but as an entity connected with the whole cosmos around you. So your breath becomes linked with that greater cosmic breath, making the mind and body light, clean, pure, serene. Then on the next inhale, the palms come together, touching to the Chakruti point, honoring that inner spiritual abode deep within the mind, and drawing the hands down to heart center, making that connection within. Internally, we say Namaskar.